Nova Integrated Health, this is Jill. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to get a little more information about the vampire facial.
Oh, yes. What can I help you with?
I'm struggling with, like, the fine lines and just, like, kind of, like, wrinkles that are coming up, and I hear that this is good for that. Could you just tell me, like, how it works?
Yeah, hold on, and let me get somebody who can help you with that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. This is Amanda.
Hi, I was going to get more information about the vampire facial.
Yeah, so I am a nurse practitioner, and I am who performs them. Have you looked up some information about it or heard about it?
Yeah, so I heard about it. I think I have my one girlfriend actually got it done for her, like, fine lines.
Okay.
But yeah. Talking to them about explaining, like, the process is, they don't really know. They just got it done.
I love the vampire facial. So I have people that will come in for Botox or fillers, but I really love the vampire facial because, honestly, the cost overall is reasonable compared to when you're thinking about putting something into your face every 3 months to maintain, because what we're really working to do is rejuvenate with your own blood. So that is what the process involves, is it's your own blood. I draw a vial of your blood out, and then just spin it down, and that separates in a centrifuge to get platelet-rich plasma. Platelet-rich plasma is what goes to anywhere in our body when we, like, have an injury, to help repair and rejuvenate and help with healing process. So we're basically just initiating that in the face itself. So depending on where you have kind of problem areas, most of the time I'll inject underneath the eye, just because into that tear duct area, it brightens and rejuvenates, helps with just the elasticity underneath the eye. Cheekbones are also an area I do, just natural little lift there. I can put some above the eyebrows too, to help with just a natural lift there. Some people start to have where their mouth starts turning down, or, you know, just depending on the areas that are needed. So I inject into specific areas of needs, and then after that I have usually a couple mLs left, and I will do the entire face with that blood and microblade it into the skin, so it goes underneath, helping with those fine lines and wrinkles. It helps with scarring, so any acne scarring, helping to repair and rejuvenate that area. It gives you this beautiful glow, and I love it because it keeps going. You know, we get facials are things that, like, kind of stops that week or two after, because you're putting those factors into your skin. It really kicks in at 3 weeks and goes to up until 3 or 4 months with the rejuvenation process.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That was great. Is it painful at all?
I love them. Okay, so under the eye really can be a little bit of a sensitive area. So I do have an assistant that helps me. We kind of put ice there. I don't get too many complaints about, like, the microblading or anything like that going along. You know, it is some injections, but I kind of think the microblading feels like just a little massage kind of into the skin there. But under the eye tends to be the most tender area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty reasonable, I feel. How much does this facial cost?
$600 for the facial.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I honestly think for the cost and what people put into Botox and fillers that this is worth it, you know. And they really say maybe yearly if you want to, but it just depends on your skin and the wear and tear for sure. So.
Right. Okay, so would the first step be to, like, I would have to come in for you to see me, or could I just schedule an appointment? How does that work?
No, you could schedule an appointment.
Sure. Okay. I just want to talk to my husband about it, let him know what I found out now that I know more about it, and then I can give a call back to schedule.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye.